prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour. Then at the top of the second hour, we're going to talk about how the threat of pathogen contamination shapes our attitudes towards meats versus plant-based foods. It's an interesting concept when we look at the cues that we get from the things that we're most afraid of. And of course, this is a short week. I'll be traveling to the West Coast on Thursday. Anybody who's in California who wants to hang out, I'm going to be there visiting the folks at Quest Nutrition for a couple weeks. So definitely hit me up on Facebook and let me know, and we'll try to get some people to meet up. Without further ado.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
I always want to do that. I don't know why. It sounds so goofy. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. I am I'm back training in the gym. I'm excited about that, but much more so about the Blueprint Bulletin April special that we have, and it is on over at CoachRobRegish.com. What we're talking about is for 50 cents a day or less, you will get all the insider info not found anywhere else. It's actually, this special is better than that, because you're getting a year and a half's worth of bulletins for the price of one. Plus, I got a new special report out there, the 100% legal performance enhancer that jacks up protein synthesis 30 minutes after you take it, and then keeps it elevated for up to 7 hours. And that product is not mine, but it's a steal at around $10 for a month's supply.
Wow. Wow.
So that's going on. You know, I also want to make one more mention of something else.
Please.
It relates to special news bulletins when the situation calls for it. A few months ago, we were 2 to 3 weeks in front of the FDA picomelin backdoor ban, and that allowed my subscribers to stock up as I identified who had the best stuff at the best price, and I even arranged for a discount for my subscribers. So, you know, wouldn't you like to know what's next on their hit list? CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out right now. You will be glad that you did.
Okay, the first question comes from Jeremiah Holt. He says, I've heard you talk before about something called IP6. What is this stuff, and why might I even want to use it?
Okay, IP6... stands for inositol hexaphosphate, and it acts as and the ad copy will speak to this, a broad spectrum anti-cancer cocktail. It also boosts the immune system, can help lower cholesterol, and of interest to us, it squelches lactic acid. Now, you never see that mentioned in the ad copy. What it is it's a 6-carbon ring carb, inositol, with 6-phosphate groups that are naturally saturated with calcium and magnesium, two minerals that are intimately tied to muscle contraction. Because of its plant origin, you'll sometimes see it referred to as phytin, and its molecular structure was identified way back in 1910. What IP6 does so well, as I said before, is it squelches lactic acid, and it serves as a great source of phosphates. Of course, if you're not working fast between sets, you're not going to notice that effect, right? Nor will you notice how well a source of phosphates combines with certain other sports nutrition products. And I learned this lesson firsthand when I ordered up bulk IP6 around about 10 years ago from a bulk material house up in Maine. I don't know if they're still in business anymore, but here's the bottom line. It did everything beta-alanine claimed to do, But it did it on day one. There was no need to load it for weeks into the muscles. Most people aren't aware of how much research there is on phosphates improving performance. If they did look, they would be shocked. But at issue is just how much sodium bicarbonate, and that's the most popular there is out there, is just how much that you need. It's in the explosive diarrhea upset stomach range for sure. IP6 solves for all that, and it does so magnificently. Today, you don't see it in many sports nutrition products because of its cost. You can include inositol in your product. You can include phosphates, but you can't combine them in the fashion they're found in IP6 without tripping the patent and paying some pretty hefty usage fees. If you're interested in it, around 3 to 5 grams, 15 to 30 minutes pre-workout will let you see what it can do for you. I find it absolutely phenomenal when working fast in between sets. If, right, your total tonnage is the goal, or you're looking to continue to move that barbell fast, speed work. It would be contraindicated in lactic acid tolerance training for obvious reasons. But in almost every other form of training, it's fantastic. Give that a shot, Jeremiah. I'm sure you'll see what I'm talking about. At the end of the day, it's a real performance enhancer cloaked in the guise of this general health supplement.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Eric Gomez says, hey, Rob, I used to hear you on another podcast. I forget the name, though. You did no small number of episodes, but haven't heard you back on there in months. What happened? Rob, were you cheating on me, Rob?
No. The truth of the matter is that, yeah, I was doing another podcast. I prefer not to mention it by name. It's not important. But, of course, I let you, Carl, know beforehand.
You know, and I got to say something. I want to say something. Everybody does my show. I don't care if they go out and do other people's shows. I expect them to grow in popularity and the demand for interviews to occur, from Brooks Kubik and you to anybody who's ever been on my show with any regularity. So I've never made it, hey, if you want to be on my show, you got to be on my show and not anybody else's show, because that would be unfair. So, but you always came to me and said, hey, I'm going to do so-and-so's show. And I said, yeah, that's great, man. Rock on. Do it. You know?
Yeah.
And I always appreciated that about you. But I would never tell you, no, don't do that guy's show. I don't like him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. He said, you know, go for it. So it was every Thursday, if I recall, although it wasn't live like SHR. And we did cover similar topics. Now, I learned a lot by doing that show, but even more maybe about what not to do. So here's what I learned and why I'm not on air over there before. So this gentleman starts his own podcast website. It's very... very similar to Carl's. It's got a great guest list too. Some overlap, but other unique guests. Topics are more narrowly defined, but that can be a good thing if it's marketed correctly. Yeah, and at some point, I heard you and Alyssa either come on his show or offer to have him come on SHR. I can't remember which.
Okay, he had been on SHR a few times. I tried to help the guy out, and he was... being sponsored by the patch guy, Age Force.
Okay.
But Elise, and he did interview Elise also. And that was great. You know, I mean, I thought that was fun.
Yeah, but what I saw next blew my mind. I was cruising around over on Anabolic Minds one day, and there's an entire SHR section there, right, as you know. And I think the thread was, remember when the show used to be about building muscle? And
yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. You know, the OP, original poster, he took some not-so-thinly-veiled shots about, you know, the show not always being, I guess, geared toward size and strength. And then he redirected viewers to his own podcast.
That was, you know, not really... a smart idea if you're trying not to be seen as the person who's done this, you know?
Right. I mean, it instantly gave away who it was. He even named the podcast and the person running it. And if all that wasn't enough, his screen name is what the real person in question is best known for.
Right.
So I tried to disregard this. I did, but it kept bugging me. You know, and even if that happened, you know, why not just apologize for a weak moment and just ask forgiveness and move on? You know, it was obvious to everyone in that thread who it was, probably obvious to everyone listening now who it is. But you have to see the thread to understand the gravity of it. He had some good points. He does have some good points. He wholeheartedly believes 100% in what he's doing, and he's determined to make it happen. And he works hard. What's sad, I think, is that this business is competitive, and making a profit ain't easy. And in order to make a profit, even though I'm no business guy, in order to make a profit, you have to sell a product. And to this day, maybe I'm missing it, but I can't locate a single product on his website that's for sale. The other way to make money in this business is to get sponsors, right? Like you have. They pay you X amount to advertise. The idea being, if you have a big listenership, sponsors are going to sell a lot of product. In fact, you know, if you go to his website today, you'll see he's offering sponsorship as low as $100 a month. And it's been that way for a while. But when you click on sponsors, you get no results found. And it's been that way for a long time. So lots of energy, lots of guests, but unfortunately no products and no sponsor. Push came to shove one day when my computer, it was 1 week when my computer died, and I had to take it up to the shop, so I knew it was going to be out of commission. Knowing I had radio and other commitments coming up, I emailed everyone affected, including you, I think Elisa, maybe John Drake down at Mass, and this gentleman. I said, hey, here's what's going on. You know, we'll notify everyone ASAP once I'm back up. 2 days later, I'm supposed to be on air with them, and Staples finally gives me my computer back. Now I'm at the Staples kiosk, the store, and I asked to see it in the store before leaving, right? Because they always tell you it's fixed, but I want to see it. While I'm there, I get a Skype message from this guy, and he's saying, I didn't hear back from you, so I take it you're not coming on today. And I responded, look, I'm at Staples. I just got my computer back. Here's the topic for today. I'm headed home. I should be there in 15 minutes or so. I hope to hear from you. Now, he always dialed me in, right? Similar to the way you always dial me in.
Right.
Which I would imagine is to get everything on air as you like it. Never called me. Never called me. And hasn't asked me to be back on since. Now, I'm going to guess, just based on some of my past interactions, but it sounds as if there's a situation in his mind that somehow you disrespected him, which wasn't the case at all. And that's really psychology 101, assigning feelings to others that don't exist. You know, it morphs from there into I've got news for him or her. I don't need to beg anyone to do this show. They all call me. I'm booked until next year. I don't doubt people call and email him with accolades. I don't even question he's booked a year in advance. They just haven't invested any money with him. And I honestly think, had he not made that thread on Anabolic Minds, he may be sitting a lot prettier today. How? You know, suppose an SHR advertiser or a prospective one, say they can't afford your going rate. Okay, but I'm willing to bet they could afford $100 a month. And that right there would have given him a great reference and a warm lead mechanism and at least a chance to deliver for that sponsor. You can't buy that in business today, warm leads and good references. It has to be earned. And instead, you know, that was a bridge. It sounds like he burned it. You know, I'm always hopeful people can talk and work together some days, but, you know, that damning thread is immortalized, unfortunately, via the internet.
Yeah, so, it was a cheap blow. But it, you know what? I didn't care. I mean, look, we just talked about this on Friday. When I started this show 11 years ago, my friend Jesse Rivest and I came up with the name Superhuman Radio. And there was not a superhuman anything 11 years ago. There wasn't a superhuman coach. There wasn't a superhuman gym. There was no make me superhuman. None of it. And today, every time I turn around, there's a guy on YouTube right now who has a podcast that he does from his garage. And he called it Superhuman Radio. I'm like, dude. I messaged him. I said, hey, I'd love to talk to you. I was real polite. I'd love to talk to you. You know, I've been doing Superhuman Radio for 11 years. I see that you just started your own radio show. It's a podcast on YouTube called Superhuman Radio. Let's chat. You know, I'm not going to be a dickwad and go, hey, you know, I'm like, look, dude, you think it's wise that you called your show the same name as my show? I've been doing this for 11 years. It could be confusing for you too, blah, blah, blah. Never even responded to me. But you know what? People have been bashing me since the beginning, since I first started doing this show.
Yeah.
You know, I just move on. I'm here to do the show. I don't care about the people who don't like me. I care about the people who do.
Yeah. Well, you know, like that's what happened to me. That's why I'm not on air over there. Maybe we can get it. I'm hopeful we can get a patch up someday. But look, the takeaway for everyone listening is this. Don't jump to conclusions about what others may be thinking about you, because it can ruin relationships and opportunities you might otherwise have had.
If you're one of these people who reads into things, right? Somebody sends you a message and you think they're disrespecting you or they're talking down to you, and the message has no tone in it. It can't. It's just typewritten. You need to read the book, I'm Okay, You're Okay. It's a simple read. It's a fast read. It will change the trajectory of your life. I'm Okay, You're Okay. Just read it. If you're one of those people who always feels like the world's trying to get on over on you, people are disrespecting you, this one talks bad about you, you just know they are, even though you've never heard them, read the book, I'm Okay, You're Okay. It'll change your life. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Dave Jacobs. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
Proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Dave Jacobs says, I understand you like a lot of recovery time between workouts. I like to work out frequently, though. Can't help it. I'm a gym junkie. Have any solutions for me?
Yeah, well, first I want to address my position on recovery time. I think a lot of people, a lot of guys have it wrong when I talk about, you know, a lot of recovery. I'm not calling for taking long, extended layoffs from the weights. What I am saying is overtraining is a problem, a very rare problem, a real problem in gyms today. Here are a few things that cause people to be overtrained in the first place, along with more than a few that keep them there. Step one in this game is stimulating muscle growth, right? Here's how to tell who's who. Count how many people failed to write their workouts down. That same number of people failed before even starting. It's around 90% of the gym population. They are either blissfully unaware or worse, convinced they're training hard enough to spark growth. Step two is recovery. Again, the lack of a training journal will obscure the fact they haven't recovered yet. How? Well, you're not writing down how strong you're getting or not, as the case may be. So that doesn't happen, so it's on to step three, actual muscle growth. The problem with step three is that in order to get to it, satisfying steps one and two is non-negotiable. And most people convince themselves that they did that anyway, that they trained as hard as they needed to, and they got enough recovery time. So what do, you know, anyway, instead of retooling their efforts? They shotgun supplements. It's just, even after doing that, step three still eludes them. So either through eyeballing it in the mirror or maybe using a tape measure or a scale, most people are disappointed with their results. And who wouldn't be? Because broke, overtrained, and discouraged, maybe even hurt, is no way to go through life. The solution is simple. Start documenting training and rest. Now, right there, I just lost 90% of people, which is a damn shame because they stand to make the best gains of their life. Since you can't tear yourself away from the gym, I want you to do your best, live in there for 3 weeks. Double the number of sets and reps that you usually perform, maybe even triple it. The fourth week, I want you to take that week off. I know it's going to kill you, but take it off. Now, cardio is fine, but dragging a weighted sled or hitting a tire with a sledgehammer is fine, but absolutely no weights, no machines, or even body weight resistance exercises. When you do go back to the gym the following Monday, adopt a one work set to absolute muscular failure training philosophy. Just one work set with a heavy enough weight that fails you and sees you fail in the 6 to 10 rep range. And cut your weekly number of workouts in half. So if you were normally training 4 days a week, make it two days a week. One upper body, one lower. If you're like 90% of the people I get to try that program, you're in for some of the greatest gains of your life. What this is it's planned overtraining or overreaching. And it's the perfect fit to the gym addict personality. So I really, really want you to write me and let me know how you do. Most people are frankly blown away at how strong they get. Muscle growth is always comes after strength gains. But you can be sure it's coming and in spades. Hope that helps, Dave.
Mike Gillar says, like you, I have a lower back injury that flares up from time to time. It knocks me out of the gym for weeks sometimes because I can't even load the bar without pain, never mind lift it. How do I deal with it every time it goes out?
Well, back injuries will hamper your training, no doubt about it. But this also falls into the where there's a will, there's a way category. So first things first, get a diagnosis and treatment. Most back injuries can benefit from a good chiropractor. You're going to want to interview several, so get going now if you don't already have one, back injury or not. Once that's done, familiarize yourself with a good stretching routine. Many a back injury manifests not due to an actual injury to the back, but overly tight hamstrings. Simply grabbing 15 to 20-pound dumbbells, straightening the legs, and trying to touch your toes works wonders. So does inversion therapy. I would suggest anywhere from 3 to 10, maybe even 15 minutes of that a day. Ideally in the morning, but any time of day is fine. Get yourself an inversion board. With respect to training, you should be training, back injury or not. And my ideal is body weight work, but, let me make the case for that now and why. The great Bruce Lee blew his back out doing heavy good mornings during training. This is in the 1970s. The doctors told him there was nothing they could do. He didn't much care for that answer. Long story short, he trained himself back to full health using calisthenics. So can you. Top of that list is to help fix back injuries is bridging. In the deadlift and most other weighted movements, you bend forward with a heavy load and the spine is opened, right? Leaving the disc in a very precarious position. If your skin wasn't there, another connective tissue, most people will squirt a disc clear across the room, especially given the form that you see some of them using. In stark contrast, bridging closes the space, right, around the discs. It realigns the spine, and properly performed, bridging works over 200 muscles. You know, my back is still spasming a week later, but I was wall walking yesterday, right, with my hands up and down the wall. Not only did my back not hurt, it felt fantastic. And today, I can tell you, it even feels fantastic. So here's a short list of movements that aren't going to aggravate your back issues, or at least do so minimally. All sorts of chin-ups, virtually any sort of push-up, except maybe one-arm variations with the feet close together. Those can put the spine under a rotational load. Dips, body weight or hip belt squats, handstand shoulder presses, hanging leg raises, reverse hypers if you have one, and glute ham bridges if you don't. So as you can see, there are lots of excellent upper and lower body exercises you can still do. But more than that, you can progress on them. So no excuses. Get training and gaining while that back heals up. You will be back in no time and a hell of a lot stronger, too.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more questions from the listeners. Rob will answer them when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein, isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio
outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
You know, Straight Outta Compton gave NWA a lot of publicity, but Public Enemy was another great group that was of that era as well. I think we forget about them, but anyway, I digress. So the next question comes from Nick Zamsky. I thought it was Zamansky. Zamsky. He says, I like being strong like a powerlifter. It feels good to be strong. He's right. But I'd rather look like a bodybuilder. Guess you'd say I want to be a power bodybuilder, like the Rich Piana guy. I want to look like him. You don't want to look like Rich Piana. I mean, Rich is a great guy. You don't want to look like him. Maybe Mike O'Hearn. Yeah. The body weight stuff looks cool, too. I'd love to be an expert at that. I'm 16 years old, train hard 3 to 4 days a week, and eat clean. Any suggestions?
Yeah, this is actually my star protege. Nick, that I train.
It's amazing how many young kids, this is a phenomenon. There's a kid at my gym who's young, and he buys Rick Piana's products, the 5% stuff and all that sort of stuff, and he just thinks Rick Piana is amazing. And I said, dude, no offense, but Rick Piana is like, his muscles are distorted because of all the synthol he's used. I mean, the guy doesn't look, I guess some kids want to look like a freak. They want people to look at them and go, oh my God, that guy's a freak. I'm afraid of him. But you'll outgrow that. You'll outgrow that if you're lucky.
I hadn't even considered synthol. I guess that's a fair point. But anyway, you know, in stark contrast to me growing up in the 80s, you had no internet. The kids today are shooting around YouTube and, you know, they're seeing Rich Piana, and they're seeing Barr Brothers, and they're seeing enormous strongmen, over 300 pounds and ripped with abs. first things first.
Yeah, give it some time, man.
yeah, you got your whole life to train. But I would first thing I would do is I would suggest picking a discipline and devoting most of your time to working hard and improving it. And for my money, that discipline would be powerlifting, because only powerlifting can give you the kind of crisp central nervous system you can use to excel at bodybuilding or any other strength-related discipline. Once you develop that, you will be stronger than most guys, not only your size, but up to 20 to 30 pounds heavier. Not in all cases, but in many. It really is something. Because you can walk into any gym in the world and be proud of a 300-pound bench, 400 squat, and 500 deadlift. Those are your drug-free benchmarks, by the way. Something even genetically typical trainees, and drug-free certainly, can accomplish with the right program. Now, this is not a license to go on the BFS, or Big Fat and Sloppy program. And that's why keeping body weight movements in the mix is important, particularly the chin-up. You know, extra chub shows up real fast in that movement, as it does in almost all body weight movements. That one in particular, though, given you're lifting 100% of your body weight every time. But let's get to the real crux of the matter. You want it all. You want it all. And I'm afraid no matter what anyone tells you, it's not possible, or at the very least, highly unlikely. You can't reliably be at your absolute biggest and strongest with six-pack abs and doing true one-arm chin-ups. They're just at opposite ends of the spectrum. You can, however, achieve big, lean, and with ultimate flexibility, balance, and athleticism by mixing those three. If that wasn't possible, you wouldn't see collegiate and pro athletes displaying it. And no, I don't think drug use adequately explains it. Your best bet is to combine one rep max type peaking programs with sheer volume spreads, like an intelligent volume spread, like EDT or escalating density training. That way you can get your central nervous system honed to perfection while still getting the amount of mechanical overload necessary for muscle growth. You know, you may have 1 or 2 days a week dedicated to that, along with another 1 or 2 to calisthenics. Diet is outside of the scope of this conversation, but suffice it to say, it's a real balancing act eating enough food to support growth, right, while limiting, or in some cases, guys want to lose body fat, and it ain't easy.
Ironically, before we take our break and come back for the blueprint tip of the day, ironically, Michael Hearn's training style is called power building or power bodybuilding, because he combines the diet of bodybuilding with the training style of powerlifting. And I mean, the dude is living proof that his style of training works, because he just put up a video the other day of him doing 500 pounds in an incline, 7 sets of 3 reps.
That's insane.
I know. The dude, you know, and a lot of people love, you know what happens when you become popular like Michael Hearn? Just like we were talking about a second ago. I mean, you're going to have your haters. There's people who just hate him. Oh, he can't be natural. Who cares? Okay? Right. The dude trains like a monster. I know lots of guys who use drugs that are big fat slobs. Okay? He's in the gym every morning at 4:30 a.m. Every morning. Okay? He does more for charity. I was at the Arnold, and they cleared the path to bring a kid up in a wheelchair. And the kid was just, like, so thrilled to see Michael Hearn. And Mike took pictures with him and talked to him and made... I mean, Mike was actually interested in him. It wasn't like, all right, take the picture, go away. I mean, the dude is always sharing stuff that he does for charity. He's always doing charity events. He goes and takes... He's got 2 beautiful dogs. One's a husky. I believe maybe both of them are huskies. Takes him to the hospital, the kids' hospital there in L.A., and hangs out with the kids. And he doesn't do this because it's photo op. The guy is genuinely a great guy. So I wish more young guys would look up to a Michael Hearn than a Rich Piana, because Michael Hearn is the whole package. The guy is superhuman strong, ripped to shreds, been on more covers of magazines than any other person in the world today. And he's a good person. I don't understand the fascination with Rich Piana. I saw Rich Piana at the Arnold. The guy is really, I mean, I don't know if he's had things done to his face. His muscles are all contorted and lumpy looking because of all the Synthol, I would imagine, that he's used. The guy is, you don't want to look like Rich Piana. You may think you want to right now, because you want to evoke fear in your friends. Like, you want them to look at you and go, oh my God, that dude is so ripped. He's so strong. But trust me, man, like a face tattoo, there's going to come a time where you're going to go, that may not have been a good idea after all.
Isn't he like 320 now?
Who?
Rich.
I don't know. I don't know how heavy he is. The guy's face looks like, I don't know if it's from growth hormone, excessive growth hormone, or he's actually had like worked on in his face, but yeah. I have nothing against the guy. I don't know the guy. Okay, I'm not saying these things because I know him. I don't know him. I'm just observing as a person from on the outside looking in. He does not look appealing. He does not look appealing. You know, if you have an ego problem, buy a dog. Get a mean dog. You know, get a pit bull if you want to feel like you're powerful. But don't aspire to look like a Rich Piana. Aspire to look like a Michael Hearn, who's in his 40s now and still training like a monster and flying everywhere to do guest posing. I mean, the guy is really a champ. Really a champ. And we're going to have him back on the show, actually, in May. We're going to do a really good show with him. So there you go. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We shall return. We'll be right back.
when you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Arr, matey. The Blueprint Power Hour. Arr. I'm a pirate. Aye. Blueprint tip of the day. Thoughts on what they don't want you to know. Who is they, first of all?
I'll get into that.
Okay.
Now, fair warning. There's a plug in here. But it's going to, I'm going to illustrate the difference between what I'm trying to sell you and what almost everyone else in this market is. So there's a dirty little secret in our business, and it goes like this. The supplement companies, almost every single one of them, has a vested interest in you failing to make any progress in the gym. Think about it. If we were all regularly getting stronger and building big muscles, would we have any need for supplements? Nope. But because 99% of gym goers are going nowhere fast, they turn to nutritional supplements to fix their problems. Now, as a consumer, I use plenty of supplements. Some might say too many. I also formulate them and wholeheartedly believe in their ability to make a difference. But there is something far more powerful people almost never avail themselves to, and that is the power of information. Now, I'm often fond of saying that, but let's look at information versus supplements for a minute. The most any one supplement put on me was 10 pounds, that being creatine monohydrate. Now, that's true for most people too, at least the creatine part. Yet, 10 pounds is an exceptional gain for most people. The usual is anywhere between 2 and 5. Let's be clear about something. Even 10 pounds of muscle is chump change compared to what can be grown with cutting-edge training, food, and rest. Start to finish, I added over 109 pounds of body weight in my career. I went from 143 to 252. 95% of my gains came from somewhere other than pills, powders, and potions. The question is, what were they, right? And how did I find them? It was all trial and error, which means I wasted a lot of money and time. Time that you or I will never get back. I'm convinced that had I known then what I know now, it wouldn't have taken me 10 years to get to 252. It would have taken 5 years, or at least likely a lot less. That dilemma, right now, at this very moment, is what's staring at you right in the face. You can either wait that long, a good 10 years or longer, or, like most, never get there. Or you can get there fast by getting the right info. And I've spent over 30 years of my life compiling it. So let me give you a few examples of what I can do for you. Right off the bat, I've got 6 loading patterns that reliably boost your 1-rep max on the bench, squat, and deadlift month after month after month. In a year's time, I have had guys add 275 pounds to their squat and deadlift. They went from 300 to 575, 1-rep max, with, right, equally impressive gains percentage-wise on their bench. I can show you the exact range of motion, set and rep scheme proven to grow muscle the fastest. How to trigger more muscle growth in 5 minutes than most people do in 3 hours. How to time nutrient intake and exercise to increase muscle growth 6 times over baseline. How to add up to 1 inch to your upper arm in a single workout. The 2 most underrated lifts you're not using for massive growth. I can show you a real performance enhancer found at any grocery store for under $1. I can also show you something that you probably have in your kitchen cabinet that trumps virtually every fat burner for sale. You know, this is stuff way above and beyond that I talk about on the Power Hour, and that's as it should be. You know, for example, the next month, Blueprint Bulletin subscribers are going to learn how to overload a muscle in 2 minutes. Not 2 hours like most workouts, 2 minutes, and they're going to trigger massive growth. They will also learn the exact protocol that got me from being a creatine non-responder to gaining 10 pounds all in the muscles in as many days. And if you like nitrates for big pumps, I reveal the only product on the market that lists the exact nitrate milligram amount on the label. And it's third-party tested to boot. You know, just try and find that anywhere else. The exact number of nitrates on the label. You're not going to be able to find it. Right now, you can get a subscription for around 50 cents a day. It's quite a bit less than that when paying annually. And in addition to getting that kind of info delivered to your inbox every month, you get a further half a year's worth of back issues.
Rob, you still there? Rob? Hello, Rob? Oh, man. This is something. I think we lost Rob. Rob, you there? Well, I think we're going to have to just end the interview here. Yes, I do. I'm sorry about that, but something happened and we lost Rob. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pull the plug on the interview. We're going to roll some music, go into the break. Don't forget to visit CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about everything that Rob does. And we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole well as available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
About every week we have a recall of some meat product or some produce, spinach or something, because it's been contaminated by some pathogen and making people sick. And this threat of the possible pathogen contamination may actually shape our attitudes on how we look at meat versus plant-based foods. My next guest is Josh Tiber. How you doing, Dr. Tiber?
I'm doing good, Carl. Thank you for inviting me on.
My pleasure. And your group decided to look at this. Why? What made you want to answer these questions in the first place?
Well, there's two reasons. First of all, I'm an evolutionary psychologist out in Amsterdam, and one of the biggest problems that our species has faced over evolutionary history is trying to decide what to eat. And meat and plants have posed different problems for us for hundreds of thousands of years. Now, that's kind of the theoretical scientific perspective that motivated this research. But honestly, I was super fascinated by the pink slime scandal.
And remember,
I think it was
that? Oh, yeah. Man. It was like everybody was on that. Like, what is that stuff they're putting in our beef?
Yeah, and you saw the image of this stuff. It was like pink soft serve ice cream coming out of a tube. And they covered it on ABC News. Jon Stewart had some great bits on The Daily Show. I mean, it was everywhere, and it really caught people's attention. And I wondered, what is it about these meat scandals that seem different from vegetable scandals? So as you mentioned in the intro, you know, every year or so, there's a scandal about spinach being contaminated with E. coli. Or when I moved over to Europe in 2011 from the U.S., there was a big scandal with E. coli contaminating cucumbers or bean sprouts. They never really figured out what it was. And people seem to forget about those pretty quickly.
Right.
But the meat scandals seem to be really salient. And that made me wonder, is there something special about meat that really makes contaminants salient to people?
It's really interesting that you say that. I'm thinking about it while you're talking, right? And I think part of the problem is, and this is just like, I'm just spitballing here, okay? I haven't done any real thinking about this. But when we think about animals, even mm-hmm. those of us who haven't had any intimate relationship with animals, we either working on a farm or hunting, for instance, we recognize that the processing of animals could potentially put the meat in contact with what is inside the viscera, and more importantly, the entrails and fecal matter, undigested foods, obviously these types of things rise to the top of the mind when you think about, well, what is it about meat that potentially freaks people out about mm-hmm. pathogen contamination? It's like, oh, there may be cow poopy on the meat, you know, or something like that. Where with plants, you don't think about that, right? Plants don't poop. They don't have intestines, you know. So the pathogen contamination on plants seems to be more incidental. Oh, someone handled this plant improperly, and the plant is good. Plants are good. They're good, good, good. Animals, dirty, you know, fecal matter and squeamish stuff, and yeah. So I got a feeling that part of that hyper-awareness, or let's say slightly hyper-reaction to the potential for meat being contaminated versus plants comes from the fact that we know that these were living things that have stuff inside them we don't want to eat.
Yeah, well, that's definitely the case. These are really some of the costs of eating meat, and this is why meat is such a potent contaminant, is because basically animals have bacteria living in them all the time, bacteria that can infect us. Plants have their own pathogens. Plants have viruses and fungi. You know, some of you and some of your listeners might be aware that apparently the banana that we eat right now is under some existential threat from some pathogen.
Yes.
But the pathogens that infect plants really can't infect us. I mean, maybe I shouldn't go so far as to say that they can't, but they infect us a lot less reliably than animals do. But one thing to note with animal products is we eat a lot of meats and animal products with ease without ever being really grossed out by this. So for example, most Americans who aren't vegetarians have no problem eating a burger or a chicken breast.
Right.
And it's really when you start to think about these things or have some kind of environmental factor, like the types of things we've done in our studies or social learning or an experience with getting sick, that then people really start thinking about these things.
Mm-hmm. So they're kind of in the back of our mind, but they're not anywhere where they're active until someone says or we get a signal that this could potentially be there, and then our awareness becomes heightened. Okay, so talk about your research. How was it designed? This was a review of existing research, right?
Well, this was a review of a lot of existing research on the topic. And briefly, the existing research suggests that people develop aversions to meats much more frequently than they develop aversions to vegetables mm-hmm. in adulthood. Mm-hmm. And there was an idea that maybe, like you said, meat is a potent source of aversion development. There's something specific about meat. But there's actually two reasons why you might see more aversions to meats than aversions to plants. The first reason is that, yeah, it's just easier for people to develop aversions to meat by pairing it with these contaminant cues. The other idea is that meats and plants, it's equally easy to develop aversions to them based on pathogen cues, but meats are just being paired with pathogens more often because they're more pathogenic.
Uh-huh.
So what we did is a series of three experiments to try to tease apart these different hypotheses. And we basically invited research participants into our lab, and we situated them at a computer on a screen. And on the screen, participants were in one of two different experimental conditions. Some participants saw images of meats, and right next to the meats were really gross pictures, pictures of dirty toilets and infected tonsils and wounds infected. And those people saw plants, but next to the plants, they saw images of buildings, basically neutral images.
Right.
And then after seeing these pairings, they rated how much they wanted to eat the meats and how much they wanted to eat the plants. Now, in the other condition, participants saw the plants paired with the really disgusting toilets and tonsils and that type of stuff, and they saw the meats paired with the buildings. So what we could do then is randomly assign participants to one of those conditions and see if the participants who saw the meats paired with the pathogen cues had less desire to eat those meats, and we could see if the participants who saw the plants paired with the pathogen cues had less desire to eat those plants. Now, what we found was that pairing the meats with the dirty toilets and the infected tonsils lowered how much people reported wanting to eat those meats, how good that they would think those meats would taste, how much they wanted to buy those meats, etc. But when we paired our plant foods, so things like zucchini, carrots, bell peppers, eggplant, with the exact same dirty toilets and infected tonsils, people's desire to eat those plants did not change.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
So, what did you learn? Did you actually have a chance to, well, no, because you didn't have a chance to ask any of these people any questions in the follow up because these were reviews of existing work. So do you have any assumptions here that you're basing this on? Is it simply because we know that meats have a higher probability of being pathogenic because of where they're coming from, their origin, and how they could potentially be handled, than vegetables? We feel like we could wash them, right?
Yeah. Well, the theoretical perspective that we take in this research is actually based on work that was done on rats in the 1950s and 1960s. So you and your listeners might remember Pavlov and Pavlov's dogs.
Sure.
And basically you ring the bell, and the dogs associate the bell with food.
Right.
And so they start salivating. And this was a popular idea in psychology, that any two things could be paired to have the same kind of reinforcing effect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the 1950s and 60s, a psychologist named John Garcia realized that this wasn't the case. And what he did was he exposed his rats to radiation for a specific study, and he found out that the rats developed an aversion to the sugar water that they'd eaten hours before the radiation. And through a series of studies, what he found out was that he could condition rats to develop an aversion to sugar water with radiation, but he couldn't get them to develop an aversion to sugar water by shocking them, by making them feel pain. Mm-hmm. At the same time, he could make the rats fear flashing lights by making them feel pain, but he couldn't make them fear flashing lights by exposing them to radiation and making them feel nauseous.
So it's almost like the body has a plausible connection for why this may be affecting that. And it seems to pair these things up through some sort of maybe evolutionary framework that we've been kind of programmed with, maybe.
That's exactly correct. So in psychology, this is generally referred to as prepared learning. The idea that organisms, not just humans, but including humans, are prepared to make certain associations, that basically natural selection has shaped our learning psychology to make it easier to pair certain objects in our environment with certain motivations, sensations, emotions, etc.
Interesting. Have we discovered all of these pairs yet? I mean, like, so that we have a toolbox, so to speak, to go to when we do want to help someone maybe unlearn something?
No, not even close. There's a lot of work to be done with this. So some of the most prodigious work in the area concerns prepared fear learning. So just figuring out that a lot of phobias and anxieties might operate on people being prepared to associate things like snakes and spiders with fear, but not things like electrical outlets and guns and cars. So in our modern environment, the things that actually cause people a lot of mortality risk, we don't learn to fear those quite as much as we learn to fear snakes and spiders, even though in our modern environment, we're not really around snakes and spiders very much, and we have a very low threat of being killed by them.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So obviously snakes and spiders, to our even paleo ancestors, we can go back that far, further back, or even move forward into the bottom line is we have this kind of imprint that we know innately that these things potentially could harm us. So
yes.
Do you think that as we move forward, as we continue to evolve, that those types of imprints will take place on things that we are learning about in our environment today that pose risks to us that we don't recognize now the same way as spiders and snakes, but someday people will have phobias about, I don't know, pick something, Instagram. You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? It's like we're still evolving. We haven't stopped evolving. So will we end up with 500 years, 1,000 years, 2,000 years from now, imprints about guns? As soon as we see a gun, oh my God, it's a gun. The same way some people are freaked out about snakes and spiders.
Yeah, well, that's always possible, and it's difficult to project long term like that. But one thing that we keep in mind, our research group, when we formulate these types of hypotheses, is the fact that evolution takes place over reproductive generations. And when we thought about meats versus plants, we realized that our hominid ancestors have been eating both meats and plants for hundreds of thousands and maybe millions of years. And these conditions of pathogen threats from meats and other types of threats from plants, which we can talk about later, have been pretty reliable over that time span.
Right.
Technology has really accelerated the different types of threats and added a lot more variation recently. So if you think about the guns that we had in the 1850s, just maybe, I don't know, 6 to 8 generations ago, and the guns we have now, and the types of weapons that we might have 100 years from now, these types of things might change to the extent that they don't actually shape natural selection.
Yes, I see that. Yeah, because they're dynamic. They're changing. They're not the same anyway. And also, I think that we recognize that guns, you know, a snake doesn't have to be. You may not even know there's a snake in your environment until it's too late. You know, guns are controlled by other people. I think I see where you're going with this. And obviously, as the gun styles and technologies change, it's not the same thing that we were building our pattern of fear to.
Yes, yes.
So I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk more about this. I want to pick up where we're leaving off. We're going to move on and then start talking about plants. This is a very fascinating discussion from an evolutionary perspective. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
At the starting of the week, at some talks you'll hear them speak. It's only
welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Joshua Tiber about how we view meat versus plant-based foods when it comes to pathogen contamination. It's really interesting. So I just wanted to mention something, too. You point out that the threat of meat contamination has been around probably for as long as recorded history. We just have to look to both Judaism and Muslim religions, where they say that eating pork is against God's law. I believe back then the only intelligent, educated people were Bible scholars or scriptural scholars, right? And so they saw a lot of people developing a disease. We know now it's trichinosis from undercooked pork. And they thought, how do we protect people? I know, we'll tell them that God told them not to eat pork. We have to keep them from eating pork because people keep dying when they eat pork. They're not cooking it properly, and they get sick and they die. So I really believe strongly that the edicts not to eat pork were developed by theological scholars to save populations of people from dying from trichinosis. That's just my opinion, anyway. Okay, so let's get back at it. So you said that plants, they have these pathogens as well, but we're not afraid of them. Why is that? Is that because, as you pointed out, they really don't pose that great of a threat to us?
Yeah, so basically all complex organisms are parasitized by smaller organisms, by viruses, fungus, etc. And pathogens specialize to infect specific types of hosts. So the type of viruses that infect plants, they're not very good at infecting people. The type of viruses that infect chimpanzees, well, we're similar enough to chimpanzees that they can cross over pretty easily.
Right.
And we can think about this with other mammals as well. So basically, even though there are pathogens in plants, plant-specific pathogens, we don't really need to worry about them. We probably have our evolved plant psychology hasn't been shaped to worry about plant pathogens. But plants do pose other threats. They can cause you harm while eating them, physical harm, by spines or some other kind of corrosive surface on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can poison us. And the strategies that people use to try to mitigate these costs are qualitatively different from the types of strategies they might use to mitigate the costs of eating meat.
For instance?
Visual inspection. So basically, if you look at a plant and it's got thorns on it, I know to avoid that type of threat. Or you put it in your mouth, it's sharp, spit that out of my mouth. Or you put it in your mouth and it tastes bitter. So theoretically, the evolution of our taste buds with bitter tastes has been shaped to detect potential toxins in plants. So we put it in our mouth, it tastes bad, we spit it out, we're okay.
Wasn't sulfur one of those smells that when we smelled sulfur, we knew something was wrong, we wouldn't eat something? I remember reading that somewhere.
Yeah, sulfur. So sulfur, and I'm not a sulfur expert, but it's associated with rotten eggs. So I would guess that, yeah, that's a good cue to there being something wrong with what you might be putting in your mouth.
Today, the threat that affects plant-based foods quite often start or originate in animals. The E. coli, 0157H7, whatever it is, that kills and makes people so sick, originates in the digestive tracts of cows that eat corn, grain, and soy, not cows that eat grass,
mm-hmm.
but cows that are fed these commercial feeds to fatten them up in feedlots. They find that strain of E. coli in the feces of these cows. And that somehow gets on the spinach, for instance.
Yep.
So even the things that hurt us from plant contamination, plant-based food contamination, seem to originate in the animals that seem to be resident on those same farms, perhaps.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And that's why we think that if you pair meats with pathogens versus plants with pathogens, our psychologies might be designed to make that meat pathogen inference, but not the plant pathogen inference.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever we have pathogens that can infect us paired with plants, those probably got there from an animal. And basing our future dietary habits based on that one-time pairing between the pathogens and the plants probably isn't that reliable of an association. But if we pair pathogens with meats, it's much more likely that with the example you gave with pigs and trichinosis or if we're thinking about being on the African savanna, our hunter-gatherer ancestors hundreds of thousands of years ago, you slice open a hyena, you get a whiff of pathogens when you see its intestine. That's probably a pretty good indication that I shouldn't really consider eating hyena intestine in the future.
Is that really the way it is? Hyenas carry a lot of pathogens in their intestines?
You know, I don't know that for sure, okay. But generally the gut is where a lot of bacteria resides.
Yeah. The irony of that is that if you've ever watched hyenas or wild dogs, even in the United States, mm-hmm. when they run down an animal and catch it, they eat the viscera first. They mm-hmm. eat all that stinky stuff that people don't want to eat. They go for that first.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is really interesting about human evolution. So if we think about dogs and hyena, we notice that they eat their own feces, they lick a lot of stuff, and we really find this, you know, disgusting ourselves. We can't imagine an organism doing that. But this is partially because they've evolved to be scavengers, and they've evolved to eat things that have a lot of bacteria in them that would be extremely damaging to us. Humans have a much shorter digestive tract, mm-hmm. and we've evolved to eat foods that we've cooked and to eat plant-based materials that have a lot less bacteria in them. So while some animals, like scavengers, like vultures, hyena, wolves, dogs, can go straight for those viscera that would be highly infectious to us, we really need to cook that stuff and avoid it to not get sick.
I think there was a study done on vultures not too long ago that I remember reading. It was probably the beginning of this year, end of last year, that identified the acidity of their stomachs. I mean, their stomachs are like 1.5 mm-hmm. in acidity. That's what destroys all the pathogens that they eat and on carrion and, you know, dead animals and everything else. So you're right. Their digestive tract is prepared to cope with that pathogen load, and we are not, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to find out what you found most surprising about this research, okay?
Okay.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Joshua Tiber.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Joshua Tiber. We're talking about how we view the risk of pathogen contamination on meats versus plant-based foods. So none of this really is surprising to me, but at the same time, there had to be some things in the study that gave you that aha moment. Anything in particular?
Yeah, so one thing that most psychologists would not have predicted is that we had no effect on perceptions of plants after they were paired with these pathogen cues, these disgusting images. So a general idea in psychological research is that if you pair a bad thing with a neutral thing like a food or something that's even a little good, it should make those foods all become less appealing. And we hypothesized that it would especially be the case for meat because of the contamination properties of meat over our evolutionary history. But we didn't really expect that there would be no effect of plants, no effect on our plant images. And this is kind of interesting, and it might have some implications for how we shape diets for adjusting people's meat consumption versus how we might shape diets for adjusting their consumption of non-meat foods that we might want people to eat less of.
Okay, give me an example.
Well, let's say that we want people to eat less McDonald's or less Burger King or something like that. Now, our pink slime scandal that we talked about earlier gave a pretty good natural experiment of some factors that could lead people to do that. So shortly after the pink slime scandal, one of the companies that produced pink slime, they had to shut 3 factories just because of the public outcry. We don't want this stuff in our meat anymore, this disgusting, slimy, pink stuff that the media had said, oh, this is not real meat, this is byproducts, this is knuckles and viscera all kind of blended
and
together.
And ammonia. There was even some amount of ammonia in it, to quite
That's
frankly.
Exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. So this idea of just trying to make the meat sound gross might work pretty well for meat. And there's one other example in Europe here that we had a few years ago. It was the horse meat scandal.
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I was actually going to say the horse meat scandal. I knew you were going to talk about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just a little bit of horse DNA. So people, you know, it's ground meat. People couldn't tell that there were horse in it. There was horse in it. But just the idea that there was something foreign in their meat really changed their behavior. Now, there's a lot of other things that we might want people to eat less of. So things like candy bars, Twinkie, that type of stuff, that our minds might not categorize as meat. And pairing these things with disgust or using disgust-type strategies might not be so good in changing dietary behavior there. And we might need to look for other strategies. And we haven't done research on what those strategies might be, but what the general research program suggests and what the surprising findings suggests is that if we're going to change dietary habits, there's probably not a one-size-fit-all strategy for foods. Different types of foods might need different types of intervention strategies.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's radiation, since the sugar water worked for the rats. Maybe we need to irradiate people, and then they'll stop eating candy.
Well, this is a really interesting point, not to irradiate them necessarily, but it relates to nausea. So in our experiment, what we did is we paired images of meats or plants with disgusting pathogen cues. So again, dirty toilets and infected tonsils. And this had an effect on meats, but not plants. But as you and some of your listeners might be aware of, people develop aversions to a lot of non-meat things. And it's often when they've vomited after ingesting them.
Yeah, you know what? Matus Rosé for me. When I was 17 years old, I got drunk on Matus Rosé and I vomited on it. I can't even smell that stuff now.
Yeah, and I don't have any of those myself, but I know a ton of people who can't drink tequila, which
right.
is too bad because good tequila is great.
Yeah.
But it might be that our food psychology operates generally with vomiting. So actually ingesting something and it making us sick. But our meat psychology might specifically be attuned to just social stimuli or visual stimuli with pathogen cues.
You know, you may have just discovered why bulimics are able to do the things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because a bulimic will eat and engorge themselves and they'll vomit it up. And they eventually become anorexic at some point in time because they just lose the desire to eat. It could be because they vomited up so many of their favorite foods they don't even want to eat anymore.
Wow, I never thought about that. That seems like a really good idea.
I mean, you know, it's plausible. It would have to be proven, but anyway, okay. So there you go. And the other thing about horse meat, I want to weigh in on. So, mm-hmm. when I was a teenager, I had made some money at the racetrack, and me and my friend Al decided we were going to buy a couple candy stores because candy stores were popular back then in Brooklyn and Queens. It was really before the convenience store phenomenon, and we bought a candy store in East New York that had a luncheonette. It had a grill. And so we bought hamburger patties from this guy, and he told us, he said, look, this is horse meat. He goes, it was like a third of the price of ground beef. And I was like, really? And so he goes, yeah, taste it. So we made a hamburger, and I actually loved it. It's slightly sweeter than beef. Mm-hmm. It's very enjoyable. And when that scandal came out in Europe, I was like, big deal. Horse meat's delicious. I know that we look at horses as friends, you know, and pets, and some of them are heroes because of horse racing. But horse meat actually tastes very good. So I just wanted to put that out there. A lot of people may think that horse meat is disgusting. It's not. It's actually, in my opinion, it's leaner. And I would put it in between beef and venison. It's got a slightly sweet, nutty taste to it. It's very good. So there you go. Anything else you want to mention here?
Yeah, well, it relates to horse meat. So, experience with horse meat. Yeah. What can't relate to horse meat? But, an interesting thing about meat and disgust is this is really pretty culturally variable. So if you grew up in Belgium or France, and I think Italy and Romania, horse meat would be totally fine for most of the population that eats meat. But in the U.S. and in some European countries like the Netherlands and Britain, people treated it like we treated pink slime. And this is also the case with eating dog. So dog is eaten in several Asian countries, but it would be totally disgusting for us to eat it.
Right.
We can think about cats. We can even think about insects, which are animal protein that a lot of countries, especially in Southeast Asia and Latin America, ingest for valuable calories. And a really interesting thing about human psychology is that the types of meats that people like vary quite a bit across different cultures. What's pretty consistent across cultures is that people only eat the meats that they were raised eating.
Yep.
So there's probably some kind of critical developmental window where we learn from our parents and we learn from our peers and we learn from seeing what other people are eating what meats are okay to eat. And anything that doesn't fall in that category, we treat as kind of disgusting. And this is even further interesting. It's not even specifically an animal, like I eat chicken. So a lot of your listeners will say, well, sure, I eat chicken. But the reality for most people is, well, you eat chicken breast and you eat chicken thigh. So most of us would not eat chicken brain. Most don't eat chicken tongue or chicken neck. And independently from plants. So very different from plants where, you know, if someone ate the broccoli crown versus the stalk, that might be a little strange, but it's not going to be disgusting. It's not going to be super aversive. When we talk about meats, we've learned to eat only very specific animals and very specific parts of animals. And when we depart from that, like with the horse meat scandal, we really start treating that as a pathogen, just like we would with these disgusting images that I've used in my experiments.
Very interesting. And so I'm Italian, and I am, my parents were first generation American. So I was exposed to a lot of, foods as a young boy that to this day, people still can't believe like are grossed out. So my mother used to make something called capezzella, which is the lamb's head. They take the skin off. So it's just the muscle, the eyes, and the skull. And they bake it in the oven. They season it. They bake it in the oven. And then she would put it on a big platter, and my father would sit there, and he would open, he'd crack the skull open like a walnut, and we would eat the brains. The only thing I never ate was the eyes, and my father wouldn't let me eat them. He said, they're too tough, because I was a kid. He said, no, they're too tough. But he would eat the eyes, and we would pick the all the facial muscles that control the jaw and eat that. And, you know, I've been eating raw meat since I was a young kid. My mother used to make carpaccio all the time. It is very, very good. My father loved it. And we raised our children that way. And I think that my children have very eclectic palates. You know, they love squid. They love carpaccio. I've never made capezzella for them. And you know, something else, the Italians, when they first came to the United States, they made dishes that today are outlaws. So we used to make something called vistetis, which was made with, I want to say the bladders of sheep. It was a soup. And now you can't get that. And then I used to eat sweetbreads all the time, which is the thymus gland. Every year, my grandfather, every year, would buy a sheep, keep it in the backyard for about 3 weeks, and then he would slaughter it. We even cooked the blood and made something called sanguinache, which ended up being like a loaf of liver that they used to slice and we would eat. I mean, so I guess you're right. If you're raised with that kind of stuff, it doesn't seem so weird. I'm sure that a person who's never heard of that would be think like, oh, that's gross. You're going to eat the blood, fried blood? Really? Yeah, it's really good. So, no.
And Carl, also, I mean, I'm sure that your listeners have a similar reaction that I do when you describe that, or at least some of them. I do feel a little sick to my stomach, not to judge you at all.
Seriously? You really do?
Yeah. When you said, crack the sheep's head open white, like a walnut, it's an irrational kind of, a feeling in me. But, for you and your listeners who might have had a similar reaction, and some of them probably didn't, some of them did, I would pose the question, what if they had heard you talking about all of these exotic vegetables or these plant foods that you'd eaten that other people don't eat?
Right.
So things that are just as foreign and just as weird. And I'm close to guarantee that they would not feel disgust. They would think that's interesting. They would think that's maybe a little strange, but I don't have a strong aversion to that. And that in and of itself, independent of the research that I described earlier, really suggests that humans have categorically different psychologies for plants and meats, and that these really have these are shaped by both our evolutionary history and our development when we're learning about what foods are acceptable when we're children.
Very interesting. This is really interesting topic. Very, very interesting. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today.
You're welcome, Carl. It's been a good time.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you very much.
Bye. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and we will be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way.
That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So, I want to talk about Thrive Advance for a moment. We've had just an outpouring of positive responses about the protein powder. I have gotten so many emails from people who have said, I could not use protein powder anymore. They've tried everything. And this protein powder works for them. Some of them are actually giving it to their elderly loved ones. Because we know that the elderly need more protein. The problem is that most of those protein powders out there have thickeners that older people don't like to be bothered with, you know, it clogs them up. But anyway, so there are two things that we keep hearing from buyers of Thrive. Number one, how about a bigger jug? You know, I just feel like I'm littering the planet with plastic by having to buy 3 or 6 or 2 or 5 one-pound jugs. So, yes, we have an answer for you. Very shortly, we should have either a 3-pound jug or a 6-pound jug, most likely a 3-pound jug, for those of you who feel like you're accumulating these plastic bottles and what to do with them. And quite frankly, they're BPA-free, but that doesn't mean anything because they're still plastic, and they are completely recyclable. So, you know, put it, if you recycle your trash, this is where you want to put them, in the recycle bin, of course. Okay. Second thing, we have not found any international distributors as of yet in Canada or the UK. We're looking. We keep emailing people. We keep asking them to carry the product. We keep explaining that we have listeners there who want the product. They'll be able to sell the product, but nobody is jumping on board. And that's okay. I mean, they've got so many products to review, I'm sure. So we've had a lot of people from Canada say, look, I want to buy the product, but the shipping is just too expensive. So we are working on, right now we use FedEx Home Delivery or FedEx Ground, as the means of delivering the product. We are going to add United States Postal Service for both domestic and international, priority mail. That should be cheaper than FedEx Ground going to Canada. So hopefully we'll have that problem solved for the Canadian buyers very shortly. It's all a process, folks. I wish we could have more people in the supplement business realize what a great product this is and just pick it up. But it's a process. So I just wanted to let you know that. That's all I've got to talk about today. Thank you for listening live. And again, Wednesday is my last day on the air this week, but we will be back on the air next week. A couple specific dates. We'll keep you posted on that as I go to visit the folks in California, Quest Nutrition. I can't wait to get there. I'm so excited. All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.